Assembly Democrat Sandy Pope Roberts says she recently sat down to watch a couple young adults play some Grand Theft Auto. The video game lets people take on the role of an up-and-coming street thug who rips off everything from cars to banks and gets in shootouts with rival gang members and police. It's one of the most popular games on the market. Fans like the way it lets them get immersed in a giant virtual world that takes days and even weeks to explore. But the violence Pope Roberts saw concerned her, and in a different way than other media.
When kids watch violence on television, they're sort of the witness to violence. When they're playing these video games, they're the perpetrator. And they are sexually explicit, and they are extremely violent.
Pope Roberts wants to make it illegal for stores to sell violent or sexually explicit games to minors without a parent's consent. Merchants who break the law could be fined up to $10,000 and put in prison for up to 3.5 years. The video game industry argues bans like this one violate the First Amendment because they place vague limits on speech. Pope Roberts says that doesn't concern her.
It doesn't bother me in the least because I am a parent who was very watchful over my child, and I think we need all the tools we can get, and I don't believe that it's, you know, oppressive to the First Amendment.
But court challenges on First Amendment grounds have tied up similar laws in Illinois, Michigan, and California. A ban on violent video game sales to minors in Washington state was struck down. Lawmakers from both parties have signed on to Pope Roberts' bill, but it's yet to receive a public hearing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.